Early morning at the main hospital in Misrata. All staff have been summoned because an influx of patients is expected from fighting at nearby Gaddafi strongholds. Dr. Abdul Moneim Ahmed heads the trauma unit here. His staff has treated thousands of wounded during the 6 months of fighting between forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi and those backing the opposition National Transitional Council.
Yeah, at the beginning, we was in very, very bad situation. You know that that this place is not suitable for such a problem and such disaster. But with volunteers and with that equipment came from outside, we have to help ourselves and our people.
Ali Abu Freida is a first grade teacher. He was wounded in the stomach 3 months ago and still is under treatment. He says he will go back to teaching after Muammar Gaddafi is defeated. Despite his injuries, he says the effort was worth it.
I didn't wish for things to be like this, but what had to be, had to be. We had to do it, so it had to be, yes.
The number of wounded has slowed since anti-Gaddafi forces gained control of Misrata, but they continue to come in from other battlefields. Many hospital staff fled or are missing. 18-year-old medical student Amina Baiturmal is one of the 60 volunteers. She says the experience was traumatic at first.
How do I deal with it? I don't know, I just got used to it. At first it was shocking and all, but like when everything happens, you just don't have the time to think, so it gets okay. I don't want to say it's easy, but it's okay.
Dr. Ahmed says staff members and many patients are suffering from stress because of what they have seen.
We saw a lot of cases with such a problem, and we accept a lot of psychotherapists. They meet with that patient and they're trying to relieve their tension and their problem.
Everyone hopes the fighting will end soon, but most understand that even when it does, the road to recovery, both physical and mental, will be long and hard. Scott Bob, VOA News, Misrata.